If Jesus was here for his birthday, standing right here, and we had an opportunity to give something to God, you know, we would do it, right? It wouldn't matter. We would spare no expense. We would be inconvenienced if it meant that. We would go out of our way giving as much as we could give because we would want to extravagantly pour on him. But he is here, and we can do that. And in the Bible, he says, whatever you do to the least of these, you've done to me. So one way that we give to him is by showing love to others or by giving to other people. We tell our kids we give gifts to each other in honor of Jesus since he's not physically here. So that's how one way we give to him. But I wanted to, instead of going around and maybe talking during worship, during offering today, not during worship either, that maybe we could come up and put our offerings and tithes, but then go back and just ask Jesus, what could you today, even in the service, share or do as a gift to him? Maybe you've been blessed by somebody and you could just get up and share that. Or you want to just get up and just share something he's done directly for you or something like that. That we could just together be having a birthday party, sharing, giving a gift to him of some sort. So that was my thought.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name should be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And he gives us the love of the truth. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I want to say I'm thankful for my family and for my parents especially, because they are always right there and they help us out with our kids and with everything, and they're always just right there. You know, the other day I was really stressed and my mom was on the phone with me and she just is able to bring so much peace and just talk me through sometimes when I get stressed out and just help me come back into that peace. So I'm really thankful for that. She's a gift to me. Sahara and Jackson and Tempe, Sahara learned Silent Night on the piano. And yeah, well, I was going to let her play. That's her gift to Jesus. She's going to play it in here. And Tempe's going to sing with me. So that's her gift to Jesus. And Jackson's playing percussion. So we're going to do that. But still, it's open for others to come and sing with us. We're going to sing Silent Night, okay?
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep. Silent night, holy night, shepherds wait at the side, glory stream from heaven above, heavenly hosting, alleluia, Christ the Savior is.
I am so thankful for so much, it's hard to tell where to start. I'm thankful that the Lord repaired my heart in 07. I'm thankful in 2010 that he took my cancer. But this last month has been rough. My wife has been sick. She can't hardly walk, the fibromyalgia, the hot flashes. That's the hardest part for me this Christmas season. And then, when one thing happens, another. And then my van, I drove over something, and I think I took out my oil pan. And I was really excited about that. And then my truck is spitting and sputtering, and I'm overjoyed about that. But, it gets me to point A and point B. But I said all that to say this: God is faithful. He's given me exactly what I need. He is healing my wife. We are going through all this for a reason, so that we can better understand, that we can have compassion for one another and love, and that we know that our hope is Jesus. Folks, that's our hope. Because I got to be honest with you, these last 3 weeks, if I wouldn't have had him, I don't know what I would have done. But he was always there when I took the time to stop figuring it out myself and go to him. He was always there. And he's here right now, folks. So, Jesus, I just thank you and give you the praise and the glory that you deserve. And, Lord, the only thing that I have to give is my life. And I have laid it down for you. And I just say thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Sometimes what's in my head doesn't come out quite exactly right, and you may need further explanation to connect the dots. But we'll just throw this out. Some of you may know we're a blended family, yours, mine, and ours, and we just witnessed the marriage of the last of our adult children, and as you can imagine, when you have a history of broken relationships and then remarriage and children, there's baggage. And when we first blended, it was more like a collision. And there was a crash, and there was destruction, there was rubble, and all of that translated to a very difficult relationship for many years. The night after the wedding, first I watched the bride and groom. The groom turns the key, it cranks a few times, and as soon as the engine kicks over, I see the bride jumping up and down in this inner seat like, wow, it started, let's go. Well, then after the wedding at our house, all of the remaining siblings, spouses, and grandchildren gathered. And before the gathering, Patty and I were just a little bit at each other, and the result in the past would have been an escalating fight. And without going into the details, there was something where she said, I'm not going to do it. Well, and then later she did it. And I said to her, I'm not going to do it. Well, and later I did it. And God just kind of made things happen, and I don't even know how. But we got all of those remaining children, spouses, grandchildren together and had a marvelous time just enjoying each other's company. That had never happened on that level ever before. It had to be God, because I don't think anybody on earth can figure it out. But he knows how to get through those things if we just recognize he's always going to be there. He's always with us. And he's already been to tomorrow and back. And it's okay, because he's there.
That's right. Who else?
Well, we don't have many people here, especially today. But I am so thankful for the people that are so faithful through the years and through the ups and downs of this ministry. Some of you have just been here and stuck it out, and I'm so thankful for the growth that I see in this body in the last several months especially. And I'm especially thankful for Glenn and Roxanne and how they've just been here day after day after day and loved people and ministered to everybody that comes through the doors and taken the good and the bad of this store venture and really appreciate the faithfulness to the Lord. But I mostly am thankful to Jesus that no matter the good and the bad in us, that he has been so faithful with his just unconditional love, always there, arms open.
Last night during our worship practice, I was up there doing the percussion, and I looked down and I saw angels sitting, all the seats filled up with angels, and I saw one angel get up and then start getting the other angels up, and they started dancing to the music, dancing slowly to it. And then I told my mom.
I want to thank you, Jesus, for finding me and offering and continuing to share your life with me.
Yeah. You know, on the night Jesus was born, it was so amazing that the angels, it like stopped heaven, you know? Heaven had to celebrate because Jesus was born. God did something so amazing. He did something extraordinary. Stepping from the throne, he removed his robe of light and wrapped himself in skin, pigmented human skin. The light of the universe entered a dark, wet womb. He, whom angels worship, nestled himself next to the placenta of a peasant. He was birthed into a cold night and slept on cow's hay. Mary didn't know whether to give him milk or give him praise, but she gave him both, since he was as near as she could figure, hungry and holy. Joseph didn't know whether to call him Junior or Father. But in the end, he called him Jesus, since that's what the angel had said, and since he didn't have the faintest idea what to name a God that he could cradle in his arms. We're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. The angels were singing. And they stopped the shepherds from their sheep, and they were singing. They were so excited. They didn't know what God was going to do either. It was like they had seen him come in different ways. They saw him save baby Moses by bringing him to Pharaoh's daughter. They saw him deliver the children of Israel by parting the Red Sea. They saw him come in fire. They saw him come in wind. They saw him come in all these different ways, but never as a baby. It was amazing to watch. And they hark. It means listen. The angels, they're announcing his birth. They're singing. They're giving him praise. So let's sing that. Yeah. I want to read this. I came across this book by Max Lucado. It's different stories, Christmas stories. But I learned a song. Dudley told me about a song that Joy Williams sang, He Are Here With Us. So I was learning that, and I came across this, and it was just, it goes along with it, and it was just awesome. It's talking about Mary, you know, sitting there. It's describing the scene of Mary there, and the Joseph so tired he didn't know when he slept last because they've just been through giving birth, and she's looking down at the baby, and it says, he looks like anything but a king. His face is prunish and red. His cry, though strong and healthy, is still the helpless and piercing cry of a baby. And he is absolutely dependent upon Mary for his well-being. Majesty in the midst of the mundane. Holiness in the filth of sheep manure and sweat. Divinity entering the world on the floor of a stable, through the womb of a teenager, and in the presence of a carpenter. She touches the face of the infant God. How long was your journey? The baby, this baby, had overlooked the universe. These rags keeping him warm were the robes of eternity. His golden throne room had been abandoned in favor of a dirty sheep pen. And so she prays, God, O infant God, heaven's fairest child, conceived by the union of divine grace with our disgrace. Sleep well. Sleep well. Bask in the coolness of this night bright with diamonds. Sleep well, for the heat of anger simmers nearby. Enjoy the silence of the crib, for the noise of confusion rumbles in your future. Savor the sweet safety of my arms, for a day is coming soon when I cannot protect you. Rest well, tiny hands, for though you belong to a king, you will touch no satin and own no gold. No, your tiny hands are reserved for works more precious. To touch a leper's open wound, to wipe a widow's weary tear, to claw the ground of Gethsemane. Your hands, so tiny, so tender, so white, clutch tonight in an infant's fist. They aren't destined to hold a scepter nor wave from a palace balcony. They are reserved instead for a Roman spike that will staple them to a Roman cross. Sleep deeply, tiny eyes. Sleep while you can, for soon the blurriness will clear and you will see the mess we have made of your world. You will see our nakedness, for we cannot hide. You will see our selfishness, for we cannot give. You will see our pain, for we cannot heal. O eyes that will see hell's darkest pit and witness her ugly prints, sleep, please sleep while you can. Lay still, tiny mouth. Lay still, mouth from which eternity will speak. Tiny tongue that will summon the dead, that will define grace, that will silence our foolishness. Rosebud lips, upon which ride a starborn kiss of forgiveness to those who believe you, and of death to those who deny you. Lay still. And tiny feet, cupped in the palm of my hand, rest, for many difficult steps lie ahead of you. Do you feel the cold seawater upon which you will walk? Do you wrench at the invasion of the nail you will bear? Do you fear the steep descent down the spiral staircase into Satan's domain? Rest, tiny feet. Rest today so that tomorrow you might walk with power. Rest, for millions will follow in your footsteps. And little heart, holy heart, pumping the blood of life through the universe, how many times will we break you? You'll be torn by the thorns of our accusations. You'll be crushed under the weight of your own sorrow. You'll be ravaged by the cancer of our sin. And you'll be pierced by the spear of our rejection. Yet in that piercing, in that ultimate ripping of muscle and membrane, in that final rush of blood and water, you will find rest. Your hands will be freed. Your eyes will see justice. Your lips will smile, and your feet will carry you home. And there you'll rest again, this time in the embrace of your Father.
Still a mystery to me. The hands of God could be so small. How tiny fingers reaching in the night were the very hands that measured the sky. Hallelujah, hallelujah. King, here gossip heard an angel symphony. Still Mary had to ride her Savior to sleep. Hallelujah. Heaven's love reaching down to save the world. Jesus the Christ, born in Bethlehem, a baby born to save the souls of men. Hallelujah.
Being our gift and for giving us life where there was no life and there was no hope. You are amazing. Thank you, Jesus.